Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for being patient until we got set up. It probably wouldn't have worked quite as well if we were down below where you couldn't even see our shadows. It's a big part of it, yeah. So it's pretty important. So thanks again. The only thing I really have to say is our opening title sequence is a little outdated, and it features some people in it that aren't actually in the show. I have some replacement players. Tonight's cast is Arnold T. Blumberg. Scott Woodard.
I'm a regular.
And for his very first Mysterious Theater 337, John Lavelli.
Yay!
And I'm Steve Hill. And after the show, we're going to do a little question and answer session if there's anybody still around. So, you know, just throw some questions at us, but don't hurt us. How are our levels? Good?
Hello? Are we going to... Okay.
We'll mix the
testing,
playback as we go.
1, 2, 3, testing. Okay.
So with that, we're get comfortable, and then we'll say go, and we'll be on running.
What was that? Test. Okay.
Testing.
The Dynatrope.
Exhaust. Mine.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hello?
Oh, now we need the light. There we go. Might get it. Yeah, well. Audio. There's no audio on the DVD.
No audio.
We need audio.
No audio.
On the DVD.
Stop.
Stop. We just walk out. We'll sit right back. It's gonna be fun. We worked real hard in seconds and
Eureka!
We watch Doctor Who, cause we're just big geeks, and we make silly jokes, our favorite way to critique. Sometimes when it's funny, we laugh along.
Can you bring this, the playback level up just a little bit?
It's just something we do.
Three, seven.
Woo!
All right, kicking it old school.
Oh no, black and white.
The Crotons.
Now hearing the original theme really makes me appreciate Murray Gold's new arrangement.
Yeah, well, what do you think of his new arrangement for the theme to Knight Rider?
Where did he do that?
For Torchwood.
Yeah. It's the yin-yang of death.
No, it's the Dharma Initiative.
Where's Greg?
It's my only one.
Class 3196 in the first grade.
Aren't they a little old to be in the first grade?
They're wearing footy pajamas.
Abugon.
Andragon?
It says, Buttle. No, wait, Tuttle.
It's female. Varnagon.
Hey, my college roommate dated a girl from that sorority.
Nice face. Shame about the boobies. Don't interrupt me when I'm eulogizing.
Alone of your generation, you have been chosen to receive the highest honor that can befall a god.
There's no need to fear.
The companions
Undergond is
of the
here.
Crotons. Our warmest, our most sincere congratulations to you both. You will now...
You may kiss the god.
You will now step forward for the investiture of your robes of honor.
Electricity.
No, not the curtains.
You know, Versace's work has really gone downhill.
Please, Sarah.
You can't go. I won't let you go.
I must.
Is this really the beginning of the episode, or do we just, like, skip right into the middle
of
something?
We must always obey.
Why?
Because I'm 30. I have to go to carousel.
It is the law of the Crotons.
Wasn't exactly a conversation. It was just a bunch of lines stuck together, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I love Robert Holmes stories. You know, Caves of Androzani, Pyramids of Mars.
Yeah, well, everybody's got to start somewhere. Oh, look, rocks.
Not another friggin' quarry.
The doctor in a quarry?
Yeah, what are the odds?
Oh, I get it. They're staying near LAX. I hear the airplanes.
The Crotons filmed in Microvision.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Ah, yes, she is.
Oh, bad eggs. Let's try somewhere else.
Now, wait a minute. Where are we?
Oh, you don't expect
Weren't
him to
you
know,
listening?
Really?
We just said it's a quarry.
Explore, shall we?
Yeah, there's a lot to like about the Crow Towns.
Yeah, sounds,
maybe, but
odd.
The plot isn't one of them.
I've already had... I've always had a soft spot for the Crow Towns.
Where? Your brain?
Shouldn't his umbrella have a question mark?
No. The instruments in the TARDIS would have told us. No, it's a mixture of ozone and sulfur. Very bracing.
What an insane man. wise guy.
Someone farting the incidental music?
Yeah, it's early Kef.
What's that? It's fascinating structures.
It's nice.
Magnesium silicate.
What, Zoe or the rocks?
I'll have a Zoe on the rocks.
Dead, is it?
City. Look, a city of cell phones.
Fascinating architecture. It's more typical of a low-gravity planet, and yet I think this is quite normal, yes.
Yeah, seeing as my ankles didn't break and I haven't shot off into space.
Come on, let's see what he's up to.
This was the new episode. Rose would already start crying about the doctor.
Doctor,
yeah, Mickey
here.
Would have already started crying about Rose.
And Jackie would come on to Jamie.
Ooh, it's the secret door. Is that a cow skull? Moo.
What is it?
Moo gone.
Oh, no. There's a ramp here.
Yes, and there's a door as well.
It's handicapped access.
Is it a wall?
I hardly think so, Zoe. Ooh, that smells a lot stronger around here.
All right, no more dark beer and pickled onions at the canteen for Fraser.
What,
metal, isn't it?
What, covered in moss and lichen?
Yeah, well, and lichen, too.
Metal?
Looks more like paper mache and corrugated cardboard.
Hey, don't scoff. It's like alien metal to me.
Yeah, the BBC thinks alien cultures look more alien if they look like crap.
This isn't a building. This is a machine. Come on.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to the machine. Oh, wait. It's the man machine.
Oh, what a party.
Oh, we used to have that jello mug.
That's the glory hole of the Crotons.
Machine.
Hey, this is a non-smoking quarry.
Hey, it's a Doctor Who Torchwood crossover. That alien just had sex with the guy. Look.
Zoom. Well, Jamie, who's getting paid scale, and he asked for a raise.
Can't you give the order she doesn't have to go? You're a leader.
But the Crotons have chosen Varna. It is a great honor.
Yeah. We've been
Why
all
do we
for
take
that.
Their orders?
Ooh, booby fight. Varna. Nipple to nipple.
We don't even know if they exist.
Varna, you can't say things like that.
It's in the script.
Get out of the way.
She's not going into that machine.
She has to go in. No one defies
and
the Crotons.
And Thara whips out
right.
His hammer!
And don't be so stupid! Thara!
It's hammer time.
Disarm him! Keep back!
To where you once belonged.
Eh? What is that?
I've just been this response. To me, Zoe.
We've come to steal your women.
We are friends. It's all right.
Pointed sticks.
What kind of weapons are those?
I think they're Britney spears.
No, these guys all work for Thorn EMI.
One of your people has been with strangers. Where are you from?
Well, if we told you, it wouldn't mean anything.
Answer me, where are you from? There's no time for explanations. As I say, one of your
they're
people
not
has
guns.
Been... They're clothes, the way they're dressed.
Hey, at least they're wearing clothes,
we
you pajama-wearing freaks.
Are you going to let us past or not?
Do something about
it. How curious. What will happen next?
He's your son.
I'm warning you. One step nearer.
And I kick you right in the jubblies.
The Crotons have sent for Varna.
She's not going. Nobody comes back from there.
Let me go, Thara. Please.
That's my job.
I don't want them to hurt you.
That's my job. knows what to do. I'm sorry.
A bit of sense. Just in time.
And Justin Richards?
And it's Justin Richards, Denise Richards, Denise Austin, Austin Powers, Stephanie Powers, and Hung the Wonder Ape in tonight's Tea Time movie.
You cut off your schnozzin.
Is she being sacrificed?
I don't think so, Doe Zoe. They're too civilized for that.
Don't count on it.
Who's Doe Zoe?
Just a minute. Wait, interrupting the ceremony. Take them.
You wouldn't be so tough without these guards around you.
Yeah, tough talk from a guy in a skirt.
I accept your challenge.
Oh, you do you? Well, that's just fine with me, then.
Now, Jamie, don't be so rash.
Don't worry, Doctor. I'll see to this lad.
Are you looking for a challenge?
Jamie, watch out!
The excitement's killing me.
It's not as good as Zoe fighting the carcass, is it? Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. What does he think he is? Qui-Gon Jinn?
Ugh.
Hey, they're gonna kiss. Look, they're gonna kiss.
It's the gay agenda.
Oh, Jamie, come on.
By Grabthar's hammer.
Doctor, look, the girl.
While you two are fighting, we prepared this woman.
This is very symbolic of, like, coming-of-age rituals, loss of virginity, and stuff.
She's off to floor 500, where the walls are made of gold.
Oh, thank God she's...
What is happening? Who are these people?
That is the very question I was going to ask you. What is happening here? Where has that girl gone?
Hey, that's Vanna gone to you.
Who are you?
There is no time to explain.
Look, no time to explain, but there's plenty of time to waste with a lame fight sequence.
No!
Time to lose! No time to lose.
Look, we're just wasting time. Now, where is she gone?
What's behind that wall?
The Crotons. They've sent her to join the Crotons.
Well, what are the Crotons?
The Crotons live in the
machine. Cubes of bread.
You put them on sandwich.
Vanna is joining the Crotons. It is a great honor.
Is that a euphemism? Like Vanna knew the Crotons?
Hey, those Crotons get around.
How do you open this door?
Open sesame.
Sesame seed crotons?
Because a moment ago we saw a young man dressed in a silver robe, just
a
like
young
that girl.
Adult.
We saw him killed.
Abogon.
Poppycock.
That's ridiculous. How can these
no more ridiculous than the name Elix.
Is it the crotons? So the crotons are by?
He came out of that machine and was...
gassed.
Right around the other side.
Ooh, sounds painful.
He was ionized.
You have been in the wasteland.
With Wayne Hussey of the Mission.
Thanks,
nobody
man.
Would get that.
No one.
I got it.
I got it.
You're contaminated.
Ooh, cool.
No one goes into the wasteland.
Why not?
Because T.S. Eliot is crap.
Because it's poisoned. And you will die.
Three days ago, I saw a vehicle in an OLAP tanker. You want to get out of here? You talk to me.
But we must save her.
No.
Well, come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Where are you going?
The wasteland smells like moose farts.
Hey, enough with the fart jokes. That's low-hanging fruit.
Hey, is this the episode where you can see Jamie's low-hanging fruit?
You'll die!
And all over Earth!
Sure this is Robert Holmes?
This? I wonder how long. I imagine we have a month's time.
Long? That's a rather personal question.
Can I help? Well, Mr. Yes, well, you can find some more stones.
What?
This. Well, if you want to
these
help...
stones? Well, oh, we light them up and smoke them. They ain't cheap.
Stone. It's a stoned joke.
It's a stone joke.
Yes. Right.
Doctor, I think I can hear something.
Hey, she's heard the sound of a vibrating egg before.
She's drunk.
Again.
Oh, that's the last office party I go to.
Vanna, get down.
Get on up.
Get on down. Down.
Look out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is also very symbolic
what have they done to
of something.
We just don't know what.
Oh, now I get that.
The vandals, look at that.
Oh, possibly Visigoths.
My favorite umbrella. She doesn't know me. She can't speak or anything.
Some
something
genius.
Those crotons have done to her.
She's been gonged banged.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to warn the audience.
This is almost catatonic.
This show is going to be a bit rude.
Not a doctor of medicine, you know, Zoe. However, if there's no damage to the tissue, is there anywhere we can take her?
My father's house is quite near, on the edge of the community.
Well, let's take her there. Give her.
Give Wendy a close-up.
To black, and again.
Another close-up. Yeah, I'd be trying to get her to.
It's almost impossible to believe. The Crotons have always been our good friends, our benefactors.
Our suppliers of illicit narcotics.
Wouldn't you love to see what they've done to Varna?
Just the same.
Dumb and blonde. Give the new guy that.
You are a chicken.
You are getting very awake.
I wish.
Is it a clock?
Well, yes, but be more specific.
Australia?
There is.
You can do lots of stuff with a stopwatch.
You see, every so often, the two best of our students have entered the machine to join the Crotons. They can't all have been murdered.
Well, it's possible.
Most.
If they had, you wouldn't know, because this spray stuff just...
dissolves everything.
And look what it did to my hair.
People go into the
and it destroys the ozone.
Why should they do it? Why should they kill the best of our students?
Because they are dorkwads.
No living person has ever seen them. They never come out of the machine.
Well,
never?
Not since the beginning. Not for thousands of years.
Well, there was this one time. We caught him TPing my neighbor's house. Bunch of jerks.
How am I going to tell them? I just don't know how I'm going to tell them.
How is she?
She's dead.
She's asleep at last.
Is she going to be all right, though?
No, we said she's dead, Jamie.
It's difficult to tell, thank you.
And she was one of the finest students we've ever produced.
She won this year's Miss Bland
competition. For you, Zoe.
No way.
Selvis, would you say that no one's ever seen these Crotons?
Aye, they never leave that machine.
Unless they have to take a crap.
According to our legends,
Silverman came out of the sky and built a house among us.
Gods attacked them,
but Silverman caused a poisonous rain to fall, killing hundreds of our people, turning the earth black.
Damn racist.
Because it was said that ever afterwards, anyone who set foot there would die in terrible pain.
As opposed to good pain.
Who rang that bell?
It's the Maytag Repairgond.
It's the Hamburglar.
No, it's Droppo from Santa Claus versus the Martians.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Day.
Oh, no, not another gond bang.
Leave me alone.
No, this is not Torchwood.
Good.
You must know a lot about them.
What do you mean? They like Leonard Cohen.
You work for them.
I'm only the custodian of the learning hall.
He does look like your typical high school janitor.
He is Salvador Dali.
We
want to know how to get at them.
We want to see the Crotons for ourselves. Nobody has seen the Crotons. Not for thousands of years.
You're sure they don't come out of the machine in the darkness when there's no one here?
No.
How would you know?
Come out? Never.
Then how
sounds like the Crotons are by.
Answer me! There are messages.
Answer me these questions, three.
Well, the last message said, send more Chuck Berry.
There is a voice.
Glaven.
But you've never seen them. There's no way you can get inside there.
Only the companions of the Crotons may enter.
And now we know...
All your salads are belong to us.
But you can summon the Crotons, can't you?
Yeah, I can summon the Crotons. Hey, Crotons!
I obey their commands.
Right, fetch the thumb screws and the nipple clamps.
You'd think I was feeling them up and couldn't see it because we're in the way.
Then we must fetch them out. They're precious teaching machines.
My precious!
Smash the machine! God!
No! Hold him and hurt him! Tie his hands and gag
him. Ooh!
No quarrel with you. But what happened after this war with the Crotons?
Well, we put together a nice community garden.
The Crotons never
showed
themselves.
The Partridge Family, boss?
We learned from them through the teaching machines.
Teaching machines?
Yes, in the Hall of Learning, where you were today. The machines fill the mind with knowledge.
While Bubble Shock fills the body with bane and bainy goodness.
When they are young, yes, that is the law.
Young adults.
Our law, the Gonds.
But I thought you said all your laws are given you by the Crotons.
I know, it's complicated.
All our science, all our culture.
All our acting ability.
has come from the machine.
I see. A sort of self-perpetuating slavery. And the Crotons always choose your two most promising students.
Romulus and
Remus? To be their companions.
No!
Do you think they've all been killed?
Oh, yep.
Well, we saw one
Crotons
of them killed
don't
anyway.
Kill, they crunch.
Well, why are they doing it, Doctor? What's the point?
Said Zoe.
Well, it's time it was stopped anyway. It's high time it was stopped.
It's high time, woo!
What shall I tell my people?
Well.
How can I explain?
Explain what? Just tell the truth.
Tell your people. Come on, get happy.
After thousands of years, the best of our students have been dying, murdered by the Crotons.
Nah, just tell them it was all a terrible dream.
Yeah, just like the script.
Your people and the Crotons.
Another war between you.
Terrible bloodshed. Another wasteland here in our community.
So is.
Ah, Beta.
How's your friend, VHS?
My friends, this is Beta, a controller of science, and my son's good
That's
friend.
That's what I'm here for. Do you know what Thara's planning?
Too obvious.
Planning?
He and some students have gone out to the learning hall. They're going to wreck the machines.
Those little rascals!
I came as quickly as I could, but they'll be there by now.
And another stellar performance.
Not if we cut through the wasteland.
Aye, it's the shortest route.
Wasteland?
But the poison! Oh,
the moose farts!
It's quite safe now.
Oh, well, look, we've been in it twice today, and we're all right.
Yeah, very well.
Answer the question.
Smash it up!
Come on!
Smash it
go.
Up!
Stupid machine, you go smash now.
Positively smashing.
Silk gag.
Yeah, would you adjust that for me, please?
Not that button.
Ooh, an X-rated video.
I'll take Paul in to block.
X gets the square.
Oh, he suck at tic-tac-toe.
Soon to be a Moonanite.
That thing, right there. So easy to wreck.
Yeah, that should fetch them out.
Let all the Crotons in the mud hatch out.
This is a warning. Leave the hall. All Gons leave the hall.
I love
now.
That show. Gons in the hall.
Hey, which one's Buddy Gon?
Leave the hall.
This all is Paul Cornell. All Gons leave the hall now.
This is a warning.
Come out, you Crotons, and fight. Come on, fight us! Stop it, all of you!
You silly
listen
bitch.
To me! This will do no good at all! These Crotons must have
an enormous Schwanstucker!
You can't defeat them with axes!
Hey, he's watching the same episode we are!
What a coincidence!
Is that Gypsy?
Richard Basehart!
Light bright, making things with light.
Hey, they've mastered light bright technology.
That's right, near my secret square.
Is that better than the next?
Look at the damage you've done. Completely senseless.
Look what they did to our friends, Father.
Destroying the machines won't avenge Abu or help Varna, will it?
But we can't get in there. If we attack their machines...
The Crotons will come out!
We've got so many Crotons are coming out of our yin-yang!
Badger, 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 snake! A snake!
Yeah, I'll need those TPS reports by Monday.
It's coming right for us!
Is that a beacon?
What's
he
doing?
Beacon.
Look at the size of that
well,
thing, Doctor.
Is it alive? Is it?
It's a good line. Works anywhere.
Worth it.
That's what happens when you convert PAL to NTSC.
It's early Crow-T robot.
Doctor, it's after you.
Beware the great one-eyed worm.
Thank you, Zexon.
Stupid monkey.
as the Dr. Gurns.
Did the BBC actually pay Pat for this?
Come on, take your probing like a man. Whoa, wow. Ooh, boy, what a change. Hmm, interesting. It's almost like we're not vid-fired anymore.
It's all right, sir. I think it's quite safe now. I wouldn't be so sure. Just watch this, Jamie.
We're NBC. Just watch us.
Where's
now.
The doctor? Where's the doctor? There's the doctor! Where's the doctor? Where's the doctor?
Yes. More like Mo Howard recognition. Right.
So if he regenerates now, problem solved.
Yeah, good point.
Yes, sir, it seems. It's rather flattering, isn't it?
Well, then the Crotons know who you are.
In the biblical sense?
Yeah.
That means they must have a scanner somewhere in the wall of the machine. Now, if we could find that, we might be able to get in touch with them.
The doctor!
Stand down. No, it attacked him with gas.
Yeah, well, you know about that. You're attacking us all up here with your gas.
Sorry.
Ashes to ashes.
Funk to funky. We know Major Gunn's a junkie.
One of them's in a kilt. Let's get out of here.
You know, Al Pascalfrey has a thread for things to like about
that
the Crotons.
Poor fellow must have confused its attack mechanism.
I'm sure it's a dead
it
thread.
It was programmed to kill it's once. A dead thread. Me, it must think it succeeded, stupid machine. There's your wonderful Crotons for your father. Murderers!
Don't provoke them!
Is that all you care about, not provoking them?
What can we do against their weapons? We
rub against them in purr?
This is a warning! Your leader has been destroyed. All gods leave the learning hall at once.
You guys hear
at
something?
At once.
No! Stay and fight!
The learning hall!
Everyone except the one in the skirt! No, not you, Hairy Legs, the other one on the left!
Everyone, leave the hall. Now!
Thank you for leaving the hall. And remember, you've got a test next week. It's open book, though, so you shouldn't have too much of a trouble.
I'm blind!
He can see through time. Nope, nothing there. Definitely nothing there.
Where did this come from?
BBC Prop Department.
Sears.
But I thought they didn't
showerhead.
Know
yeah, showerhead. That's yeah. What it's for.
Hold it tighter. Hold it tighter, Zoe. Hold it tighter.
The medicine's very good. They haven't got much general. I wish they had an ETC machine, though.
An ETC machine? An etcetera machine?
They're very useful.
You know, there's spectacular gaps in the script.
Much like the spectacular gaps in the Grand Canyon.
Or Madonna's front teeth.
I won't give you the one.
How is she, Doctor?
I think she's better.
She's got good form. Nice pair of Bristols on her.
Thick as a plank, though.
Is it safe to enter the learning hall yet?
Why?
Zoe and I want to have a look round, don't we, Zoe?
Look around, Zoe.
Yes, that's right.
She's very
Jamie,
compliant.
Hold out your hand, will you?
What for?
These pills I got from Beta.
Oh, they're cheaper in Canada.
No. They're for Varna. I want you to stay and look after her.
Oh, now why can't I go with you?
Because I particularly want you to give her those pills the moment she wakes up.
Ah, GHB?
Well, no, Rohypnol.
Zoe, why else?
I'm coming with you, Doctor.
Oh, well, my dear fellow, there's no need for that.
I must know what is happening.
With this script, you're better not knowing.
Certainly.
Don't you people get the point? He wants to be alone with Zoe.
Zoe, watch him. You know what he's like.
Oh, don't worry, Jamie. I'll make sure he doesn't do anything rash.
Lucky you.
What's that about a rash?
All right, come along now. One cross each, one cross each. Crucifixion, good.
Cyrus, what's that?
Wood, painted to look like stone.
That leads to the underhold.
Where'd they get the wood?
Nothing.
Zoe.
It's never used.
I wonder how far underneath. Let's have a look, shall we?
Do you disagree?
Hey, Hyman, I'm doing an experiment down here.
Yes.
This is very familiar. I'm getting the tractators.
There, will you? We shall be long.
Close up on Wendy. Lingering close up on Wendy.
Ooh, Miss Pac-Man.
What's this about padding this episode?
Yes. She's going to go play some video games. There's a PlayStation 3 over there. I think I'll try it out. I'm wounding!
You sunk my battleship!
Try it, Doctor. It's as easy as pie.
It's the love-matic grandpa. She's happy. Stupid Moonanite again.
I told you there was nothing down there.
No, there is nothing going on.
Something rather curious.
Only the foundations of the machine. It stands on those metal pillars. Zoe!
Junkie.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Zoe!
Oh, you're soon back, Doctor.
And you were there, and you were there too.
You should know better than to do a thing like that.
Oh, but Doctor, it was all so easy. The Crotons were very pleased with me.
They'd be more pleased if you're wearing the cat suit from the mine robber.
Yow!
Well, I felt they were.
Oh, you're clap Zoe. On.
Now, just you listen to me. Whatever else they are, these Crotons are certainly not friendly. Now, we know that, don't we?
Yes, of course.
And they use these machines to plant impressions on the mind. That's how they've enslaved these people all these years.
Doctor!
What?
Look at the dial.
Look at the grass.
It's amazing. Even the best of our students register less than half that score.
Yes, well, Zoe is something of a genius.
Yeah,
of
among other things.
Can be very irritating at times.
Yeah, no one likes a cute girl with brains.
I do.
Varna, you're all right now, you're safe.
Thanks, Gilligan.
The pool.
Okay, I don't get that one, but all right.
The burning pool.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wipe my nutsack on you.
Varna, there is nothing here now.
No, I saw it. I saw it.
Varna, look.
Varna, you're all right.
His kilt flew up. I couldn't help it.
You're safe.
This must be a new meaning of the word safe.
Flashing. All the lights. Burning my mind. The lights.
That's what bad drugs will do to you.
Donna, you're all right now. You're home.
Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home.
Such a smooth, clean shave. You're gay, right?
At least she recognizes me. Varna, listen. Nothing can hurt you now. You're going to be all right.
Varna, I went into the machine.
Kind of sounds like the machine went into you.
The ball.
Did she say the mall?
Kind of
that sounds like the Matrix popcorn right there.
Ooh, that's tacky.
Take these here.
What the hell is going on here?
That's it.
Hey, can the doctor hook me up with some of those pills?
Flashing ball, burning her mind?
What do you mean? Is it another of the Croton's weapons?
In a way.
Don't know. Look, you stay here with her. I'll go and get the doctor.
If I can find him. Fish!
Today's fish is trout a la creme. Enjoy your meal.
Fish!
Today's fish is trout a la creme. Enjoy your meal.
Fish!
Today's fish is trout a la creme. Enjoy your meal.
I will!
What's it like down there?
Oh, what Ceres calls the foundations. Zoe, it was like a root structure.
A rooty, tooty, fresh and fruity root structure.
That this so-called machine is organic in structure.
A vegetable?
James Arness.
Why not? Some crystals do resemble simple virus forms. I wish
they'll
I
have to go down to the
analysis.
Root cellar.
Well, if you're right, that means that this whole machine is a sort of living thing.
Well, all life doesn't necessarily have feeling in it.
Where is Chuck Barris when you need him?
Oh, if only this were the Gong Show.
If only they had Gene Gene the dancing machine.
Huh? Make it go easier.
3197 selected female Zogon.
Zogon? Zoe! They mean you!
They have chosen you as a companion.
Well, I would too.
And we all know what happens to them, don't we?
Well, Doctor, what shall I do?
Well, off he goes, Zoe. It was fun while it lasted, right?
She? Bye.
Well, does she or doesn't she?
I'm afraid she must. Complete obedience is the Croton's first command. And if we fail to obey...
No soup for you.
Destroy you, I see. Now do you see what you've done? Fooling around with this stupid machine.
How smart is she if she's been trapped by a stupid machine?
Didn't you ever see her in that cat suit? She's an effing genius as far as I'm concerned.
Nothing else matters.
And put this headset on.
Next time, the doctor takes the Croton test, and he shows positive signs of hilarity on a very special episode of...
The Crotons!
Right, fire away, I'm ready.
Doesn't work.
Call IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Doctor, you've got it all wrong.
Oh dear, I've been working in square roots. Can I have that again, please?
Push off.
They don't give you a second shot.
They might give you tequila shots.
Sloppy seconds?
Round two.
Why do I have all the Randy sex jokes?
I don't know.
Perhaps you wrote them.
The doctor's almost as clever as I am.
You see?
Yeah, you see? Where's your genius doctor now, Zoe?
Divided instead of multiplying.
BBC ratings go up when girl on screen.
This girl power crap sucks.
This goes to 11.
Yes, I think that's rather better. I think I've scored more than you have, Zoe.
You answered more questions.
That doesn't make a lick of sense.
It's supposed to be a competition.
Please, no wager.
It's clever, isn't it? The way they make you feel that they're pleased with you.
Yes. Perhaps the Crotons aren't as bad as we think.
They use heroin.
What?
Heroin?
Of course they aren't. What happens now?
The Crotons will be
waiting for you. He recovered fast.
Oh, they can wait. We are going in there together.
Normally the names don't come through for some time.
Well, mine did.
Well.
Yes, but perhaps they were impressed with your performance, and that's why.
What's browning? Sounds like a bell.
Sounds a bit like a dinner gong, doesn't it, Zoe?
They're eating Zoe?
All right, now this one definitely says Tuttle.
Male Dr. Gong.
Dr. Gong. Idiots!
You rang?
Well, it means you, anyway.
Yes. Well, are you ready?
Is she reading the lines off of his back or something? There she goes again.
Well, we started this. We better go through with it. We've got to get to the bottom of this somehow, Zoe. Oh,
or to Zoe's bottom.
Oh, cheer up. I expect it to be quite interesting, really.
Then I expect you haven't read the script.
Doctor. And did Trout never read the scripts?
Hey. Oh, that's very nice of them. Stay close to me, Zoe.
And cue Jamie.
Doctor! No, wait, come back! What's happened?
Possums.
Who the hell's
your
on camera too? Stevie Wonder?
They're no companions of the Crotons.
Okay, so we've waited a long time to see the Crotons. They better be really cool.
I'm sure they will be.
Well, I'm sure it's all been leading up to something good. Hope so. Yeah, I'd watch out for that thing, too, if I were you.
It is a spaceship.
Yes, not a lot of space.
Be any crew. Hello? Anybody there? Is anybody at home? Hello?
Welcome to the hall.
The Crotons shop at IKEA. Done.
How often they sit on those chairs?
They only sit on the chairs when they're doing a duet.
Zoe. Hold on to the end of this chain.
Oh, kinky.
Look up there. It's a force generator. This chain may help to equalize the power load.
See the chain?
Well, what are they going to do?
Asputin, bring in the bucket of soapy frogs and remove his trousers.
Red Dwarf?
It wasn't Red
Dwarf. I think.
Okay.
I didn't write that line.
No, Red Dwarf.
None of us here wrote that line.
Well, Grant Naylor did.
Well,
yes. Force field. Try and relax.
May the force field be with you.
Tractor beam pulling us in.
But why did you let them go?
It is the command of the Crotons.
Oh,
screw the Crotons!
They just wrap out an order and everyone jumps, don't they? Oh, well, I'm not standing here.
Where are you going?
To find a way into this box of tricks.
Did Salvador Dali direct this?
Unchain Andalou.
It's for a more sophisticated audience.
Together we'll break these chains of love. Don't give up. Stop! Don't give up.
Stop.
I did.
Okay. Stop.
She really looks like she's enjoying that.
I've seen sex films.
Oh, it's a beehive.
And now, it's an aquarium. This is the spawning of the cage and aquarium.
Smoke on the water. The fish are gonna die.
Are you all right, Chloe?
Oh. Did we,
I think so.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh, some tremendous power. Oh.
They seemed to have a way of transferring mental power to pure energy.
I want
to
know what you're thinking.
And they use
there's some things you can't
or
hide.
Us power. To operate a thermal switch.
Power.
Doctor, look.
Yes.
I thought there was a wall here.
Yes, there was. Zoe, I think I'm beginning to understand.
What's that?
The bubble men are coming.
Zoe, I think we've gone and done it.
Do you mean thingy?
Well, just a minute, I've got an idea.
Champagne!
Ah, it's acid! My fingers!
Oh, yes. This is a form of slurry. Crystals in suspension.
Crystal blue persuasion?
Life is
he can
supposed
see
to have begun on your
opaque bottle than in a clear aquarium.
Primeval soup, someone once called it.
No soup for you,
well,
I
said. There are lots of sorts of soups, aren't there? I wonder what this sort is.
What do you suppose these are?
Minestrone.
They look like astronauts.
I'll tell you later, right, Zoe.
Zoe, look!
I oh, it. Doctor!
Time we got out of here. Come along.
It's the craw! No, not the craw, the craw!
What are we going to do if we do get out? We haven't learned anything yet.
Yes, we have. Once we can analyze this, now,
you're supposed to cut the umbilical after the baby is born.
Hey, look at the croton's groinal attachment.
Well, spin my nipple nuts.
I love how you can't even see his head in that shot. They're saving the disappointment for later.
There's a door here if I can just get it open.
No one can enter unless the Crotons wish it.
We'll see about that. All I need is some sort of crowbar.
Will a Croton do?
The gun should be here.
Bender? So what are you two doing here?
They are conditioned to obey. The conditioning may have failed.
I'm sorry, my line was in response to somebody else's and they missed it. So.
Just look at Zoe.
Yes, it must be a trip mechanism.
Doctor, look, there's a photoelectric cell. It can't be working.
Union regulations, photoelectric cells get a 15-minute break every 1,000 years.
Then we're trapped.
Just
they
an
know
idea.
We're here.
Doctor. That piece of mica I picked up, here we are.
Fits
now,
in
if
this
I can
glory
use
hole.
Use it to bridge the gap.
Mind the gap.
Well, the whole machine's made of crystal.
Very lame-looking crystal.
Wait! The poison jet!
Hi, we see you.
They have activated the circuit.
The circuit is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Obi-Gon Kenobi.
Only a master of evil, Darth Croton.
Hey, the Crotons is on. Yes.
They are not guns. Why did you inoperate the dispersion unit?
Why are you shouting at me?
They have escaped.
All you gotta do is run fast.
She runs like a girl.
Oh no, they ran fast.
And bring them back.
By the way, do you have a cold? You sound a little stuffy.
Your head looks like a ring top.
Let's have a circus. Doot 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 doot.
It is possible these higher anthropoids have taken over the planet.
Well, they come close to outnumbering them.
These creatures are in alliance.
Come on, nobody would willingly watch the Crotons. I can't believe they're doing it.
Let us take this one. Its mind will have the capacity.
It's not his mind you're thinking about, is it?
His mind.
Last. No! Don't enter. Look, I have this.
Exactly.
I got a pointed stick.
And a very fetch.
Look out! It's a Scotsman with his golf club!
Jamie can handle a rod.
Look behind you!
I'm gonna give you such a pinch.
Crushing your head. I'm crushing your head.
What are you doing?
Have you damaged it? No. It is alive.
Then kill it.
The tissue is weak. It is recovering. Test its mind.
His mind? Well, nothing yet. I can't find anything. I'm looking. Still nothing. Nope. Sorry, I think we've got a blank here.
It is a primitive.
Just like this script.
Will kill it.
He should be so lucky.
He's faking. He's just trying to get out of this episode.
It is still of value. It can give information about the other creatures.
Information. We want information.
This isn't the way to the city.
No, it's the way to the TARDIS.
Snotty know-it-all.
TARDIS? We can't leave Jamie behind.
Well, don't worry about him. He's perfectly safe, isn't he?
No wonder the Doctor's companions are always in danger. His judgment is terrible.
Is that a monoid?
It's a tribble.
Where are you from?
Scotland.
And I like it too.
Hey, that's Irish, of course.
Shut up, we're missing the episode.
Like hell we are, this is crap.
You're one of the same race as these bipeds.
Yep.
Why do the Crotons have two different claws? Is one for cracking nuts?
You are space travelers.
Got out, good old Doctor.
Answer.
You're making me crazy.
Damage the creature.
He's operating the delicate controls with a spatula.
Oh, I've seen those at the mall.
It's a Flobee.
Your hair is wet. We will be happy to dry it for you.
It travels through time and space.
Range 07. Dispersion unit on target.
We miss that in rehearsal, too.
Yeah. Great poker face.
They are leaving. Shall I fire?
Don't fire. Did fire.
Fire. Email emergency services.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Soup's on. No soup for you.
You wish to see me? You got my message?
No, aim crashed on me right before you sent it.
On a matter of science, I presume. On a matter of war.
I wish you'd tell me when you're bringing your friends over for dinner.
Against the Crotons. War against the Crotons?
War. What is it good for?
Are you both out of your minds? Now you listen to me.
Oh, was I supposed to sing that?
Absolutely. Nothing.
Not yet. Peter, you're a scientist. Surely.
Actually, he's a gynecologist, but this is his lunch hour.
No. We can defeat them.
Sounds like Republicans.
Our ancestors tried. They were savages. Primitive men with clubs and stones. They're much more advanced now.
Yes, you've advanced to axes and thorny MI spears.
Then we can use it against them.
You're talking. Yes, the dangerous knowledge of long division.
We only know what the Crotons tell us. We don't think. We obey. He could help us if he wasn't afraid of the Crotons. Don't you think I want to be free of them?
No.
Don't you think I want to discover truth for myself?
No.
Instead of being fed information like a dog with scraps?
Information.
Help us to fight the Crotons? Listen, I've just been talking to the stranger, the doctor.
The stranger or the doctor? Which is it?
Bill Baggs is confused, too.
Oh.
I would get the doctor if I were you. And his friends. What do you mean? They submitted themselves to the teaching machines in the learning hall.
And they put Zoe on amihotornot.com.
Hot.
They went into the machine,
yes,
and the boy followed them.
Yeah, but the boy's dumber than we are.
Now they'll be dead, like Abu Gond, or mindless, like Varna.
Varna was pretty mindless to start with.
Yeah, but she shags like a minx.
Hey, the mindless ones always do.
There are certain things the Crotons forbid us to study. Fluids. Which
I don't like where this is going.
In time, I can develop some way of attacking them. In time! It's always in time, isn't it?
There could be seizures.
Just be a little more patient. Always time.
I thought somebody
more time.
For F's sake, it's only episode
We've
3.
We've been slaves for 1,000 years. Do you think
1,000 years? He doesn't look that old.
Yes. Why don't you wait and see what Celeris has to say?
Celery?
You will no longer obey Celeris. You will obey me.
And don't let him perform surgery on your brain.
You're watching the Hypnosis Channel.
We need their minds. You will leave the Dinotrope and fix
the Dinotrope. Minds.
It's the slowest tennis game in history.
What is the operating principle of your craft?
How does it work? Well, only the doctor knows that.
What is its transference interval?
A perfect
transference
fit.
Interval? Well, what's that?
It's a trick question.
No value.
Oh, how demeaning.
Vision control required now.
Funnel vision.
And proceed.
Human, I must calculate.
Control, Alt, Delete, Command, Function, Kill.
Where's my tab? Still looking, bro, man.
Yes, Wells Fargo Bank.
How is Anna? Gonna invite people.
She'll
to
bark
rehearsals.
Like a dog if you do her right.
Gandhi, love you long time.
She'll be all right by morning, though.
That is good news. And her forehead is a little drier now.
Are the strangers still in the learning hall?
They're gone.
Did they take the Partridge Family bus?
They've gone back.
No, I'm still wearing it.
What?
The Crotons sent for Zoe. Yeah. Okay. The doctor insisted on going as well.
You let them go? Why didn't you stop them?
What can I do? It is the will of the Crotons.
Everything is the will of the Crotons with you.
Why did they go in when they know what must happen?
Because they knew.
What
you're a bunch of cowards.
But not to them, Father. They could have escaped in their machine.
There is a council meeting.
Yeah, well, the leader of the opposition calls you a weasel-faced tool.
You would never think about talking. What about some action, Father?
Incest in Doctor Who?
You think the Crotons are still our great benefactors, don't you?
Really?
No, Thara.
You heard it.
I think of them as enemies.
Ridiculous-looking enemies.
Against them.
Well, Elik is going to do something about it.
all right, Father. I'm quite safe.
I've dried your forehead. You're okay.
I feel so faint.
You've been used.
You should feel dirty.
Now please resume unconsciousness so we can have another ride on the Vanawhirl!
Radius 181, Victor 5.
337.
Do not move.
I was just stretching my leg.
Oh, go on, you're pulling my leg.
What are you going to do with me?
You have no value.
Well, what do you mean?
You will be dispersed.
Oh, I'll just sit down then.
Ah, what did you mean, Abadilek?
I meant you don't know what's happening.
That guy's smiling.
He's no longer your deputy. He's taken over as council leader.
He has no authority.
A vote was taken.
Using Diebold machines, of course.
Everybody in the city knows how the Crotons have tricked us. Elik announced it.
On ENN.
They will want revenge.
Well, exactly. And that's what Elik has promised.
Can't you understand? Elik doesn't care what happens to our people.
Elik is a patriot.
It is not patriotism to lead people into a war they cannot win.
We can't tell that to a certain president.
We're not putting up some sort of fight.
You will be strong one day. We will fight them.
After another 1,000 years.
Elik must be stopped.
How? He won't listen to you.
Those primitive spears might work on Elik.
People want this war because of what happened to Varna and the others.
And how does Elik intend to fight the Crotons? March on the machine?
Do you have a better idea?
There is a way we could fight them, and that is by not letting them suspect that they are being attacked.
How to attack the Crotons without being seen.
Radius 179, Vector 5.
8675309.
For the Dynatrope.
Dynatrope? That's this machine then.
168 Vector 4.
42.
Well, why does it need them? And why have you been killing the Gons?
The Dynatrope needs high brains for transfer.
They eat brains? They're zombies?
Buy Zombie Mania, available now.
And that makes it all right to kill them, does it?
That is procedure. Radius 163, Victor 4.
Blake 7.
Hey, time for a Croton kegger.
Sori should be here. He's still the council leader. Or am I mistaken?
You are mistaken.
Ladies and gentlemen, so the lovely mistaken.
In time of war, we need a strong leader.
In.
And Elik has taken command.
He's a night watchman, Frank.
So at last you've achieved your ambition, eh?
Pretty small ambition to take leadership of these morons.
And I have the support of the whole council.
It must be quite right, a change Andy. For you to feel popular. Can I cut your hair now?
I'm wondering just how popular you'll be when hundreds of our people have been killed. Do you want a repetition of a massacre we suffered when the Crotons first came here?
Today we have slings and fireballs.
Yeah, but the Crotons will just make a reflex saving throw first.
Building to rubble.
Have
slings
you
and fireballs of outrageous fortune.
Nothing grows there even to this day. It smells of death.
And move parts.
With their kind of weapons, I tell you, we still only have clubs and stones.
How would you like to die without knowing the reason, eh?
Crotons cannot die.
Do you like, stuff?
You mean you can't be killed, you live forever.
He's Croton MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod.
MacLeod.
Exhaust?
Radius 152, Vector 3.
Babylon
5. How do you mean by exhaust?
The exhaust procedure is merely a reversion to basic molecules, but the matter can be reanimated.
And yes, I do have a cold, thank you very much.
I can't be reanimated. Why kill me?
149, Vector 3.
Thunderbird 2.
What do you
I got plenty of these. Must be dispersed. That is
no wonder the wasteland smells. They just dumped all their Croton poo out there.
Oh man, I'm so wasted. I have no idea what's going on.
Excitement!
Adventure!
And really wild things.
Are you guys watching the same one I'm watching?
Looking for guns in all the wrong places.
So, rocks.
Yes, and rocks. There's a rock.
Pretty much rocks.
More mica. Mica Andolini.
A life system based on tellurium, eh?
Oh, stop teaching us and just blow up the bad guys already.
Tenant will blow them up.
Nice purse.
Activated.
Oh, don't blame yourself, that much of sheen must have lain around for thousands of years waiting for someone as clever as us to turn up.
Just like a giant mousetrap. And those poor gone students have been the mice.
Yeah, really stupid mice.
Still, you must admit that it's a very good way of existing through time.
What are you doing?
I have to take a leak, Jane. Is that right?
Whoa, what just happened there? The bad off-lock on the Telecine D-blobber.
Something.
Steve Roberts will fix it.
Well, worst smell in the world.
Worst smell in any world.
Why didn't I think of that?
Zoe, I'd say it was a safe bet that that machine is composed of tellurium.
Yeah, tellurium, we get it. Blow it up!
It was common use. Well, it's very useful stuff, Soph, you know. Very useful stuff indeed.
He's babbling. Slap him.
Funny feeling we're being watched.
Yes, that would be us and the whole audience.
Range 3-0, Victor 1. 2-0.
Super Bowl 41.
Go, Colts!
No Super Bowl jokes in my show, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Go on.
Radius 1-0.
Super Mario 64.
Mario.
Oh, Doctor, can we go now?
Yes, in a minute. What do you know about tellurium, Zoe?
Well, it's one of the exceptional elements in the periodic table.
Close-up on Zoe.
Its atomic weight is 128.
Show off.
And its atomic number is 52.
Anything practical?
Well, she can tie a cherry stem with her tongue.
Does it really matter anymore?
No.
Oh, my Gideon.
You shall provide adequate sustenance for the croton.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Well, yes, if you put it that
nice
way.
Nice angle.
I wonder perhaps...
He said we need you in the dinotrope. I just said I'd rather be in the dinosaur.
Ancient reference. Lost on younger viewers.
Yes.
Do not shoot me with propane.
Or propane accessories.
That boy ain't right.
He's fire!
He's a body.
Stop already. Stop!
Stop!
My vision is impaired, I cannot see!
It's a great new dance that's sweeping the land.
Everybody do the croton!
Direction point required immediately! Radius 1-0, Victor 3.
Series 3.
That's season 29.
Wait.
Don't start that argument.
Yeah, but it's canon.
This thread is closed.
You will destroy the TARDIS machine. Direction
not TARDIS machine, just the TARDIS.
Radius 4-1, Victor 2.
The kids from 47A.
See?
Apparently not in the light.
Can't see in the light? Oh, great, I probably can't hear in silence.
Yes.
It's going towards a TARDIS.
Wayne,
it wants to spend a penny.
By the machine scanners.
Freeze-dried TARDIS.
And a little extra smoke coming out from underneath his skirt.
Oh, Doctor, the TARDIS.
Yes.
Well, now what should we do?
Right, Zoe,
well,
drop them.
Nothing we can do till that wretched croton moves away.
Drop the camera.
Further instructions. Return to the dinotrope.
Then we're going to go get some Starbucks.
I'd like a chai.
Did he say reverse the readings before?
Don't know. Apparently not.
Worse than a map quest. Reverse your direction. You stupid croton, just go back the way you came.
Look, it's all right again.
Yes, what a stupid place to land. You can tell that the captain is not at the helm, can't you?
You knew it would vanish like that, didn't you?
Well, it only does that, you
if
see...
If Bob Holmes writes the script.
I remember to set the HADS.
The what?
The HADS. The Hostile Action Displacement System. If the TARDIS is attacked, it automatically dematerializes.
Well, this one time, anyway.
It gets safe for us to move now.
What I have to say to that? It'd be.
Well, we've got to tell the guns that we're all right, haven't we? And Jamie will be worried. Come along now, carefully.
First we destroy the learning hall, then we make a frontal attack.
Will that be
suicide.
Full frontal?
What does the controller of science know of war?
What
you
an access
here
hall.
You came asking my advice. I've given it. Wait until we can develop effective weapons.
Talk. Make with the blowing up, jackass.
Now. No,
Elect. Yeah, I mean you.
Look, they've invented the wheel.
Yeah, but they tucked it away back there and forgot how to use it.
Leader of the council.
Leader of the council? Elrond's going to be pissed.
That is my plan.
I forbid it. You can't forbid anything.
Anything you forbid, I forbid better.
And fireballs to be prepared.
And the swings and the roundabouts. And the stuff.
They've heard enough of your plans.
Yeah, and the whole army is sick of your leadership.
All four of them.
The balls will never reach the crotons while they're still in that machine.
Exactly, Peter. And I have a plan to draw them out. Now, under the Hall of Learning,
There are three pillars which support the machine.
We'll put in a Partridge Family concert.
The hybrids must be recaptured before exhaust time. Captive
aliens
are dispersed. Check exhaust time.
I'm feeling exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Static gravitation field normal. Auxiliary output rising.
Mr. Croton rising.
Balance poor. Of course it's poor. You try balancing in one of these costumes.
3 hours.
Oh, we gotta wait 3 hours for these guys to run out?
I can't wait 3 hours.
Are you sure you're struggling?
Of course. I'm all right now.
I can carry it.
That won't be necessary. I'll walk, Tara.
Oh, the cold shoulder.
Doctor, you're back!
No, it's my fault.
But we thought you were dead.
Yeah, just like Hasselhoff's career.
Hey, don't hassle the Hoff.
Well, we did, but, what goes in must come out, doesn't it? You're better, aren't you? Sit down, you mustn't. Oh, I'm glad to see you're going on holiday.
Oh, sorry, I'm blocking Zoe's legs.
Well, it looks as though.
You wish.
The city's been evacuated.
Wait, city? Where's this city?
It's where the six guns that we've seen live.
He hopes they'll strike back and come out into the open.
But didn't he learn his lesson last night?
Oh, he's going to attack the machine from underneath.
It's madness! Madness!
Oh, four guns versus two crotons? They don't stand
a chance. Zoe, there's no time to be lost. Will you take us to Beta, please?
Well, work don't hurt me. Don't care where in the world I go. Work don't hurt me.
Is that the foundation of the city?
Write it with a stop draw.
Now.
Clara, if you come to try to persuade me to leave, you're wasting your time.
I haven't. The doctor asked to see your laboratory.
If you show me mine, I'll show me yours.
There's a small job I want you to do.
What's that?
What it says.
It's sulfur.
Yes, it does.
I've written out some instructions here. I don't know whether you can follow them, can you?
Yes, I think so.
No, it doesn't.
But the crotons forbid us to
light blue touch
chemistry.
Paper and retire? Yes, yeah, I can follow.
Yeah, I'd like to retire.
I always thought it was to keep the cola formula a secret.
They could have made gondola.
Well, where's he got?
You're fired.
Well, you are. The learning hall. You mean you've been this morning?
You don't suppose he tried to get into the machine, do you?
Come on, we must go.
Yes, let's.
Give me a sample of that as soon as you can.
Sure, I need a specimen cup and a little privacy.
Lila, I'm staying here to help.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going up to the hills, the pair of you.
Well, don't be ridiculous.
Both of
Bonna's
breasts.
We're not leaving you here. Besides, I feel quite faint. I don't think I could walk a step.
Oh, wow, I'm getting so dizzy.
You spin me, rides round, baby, rides round.
He's cranky.
Shine the light up there.
No, up there.
If that comes down, we shall all be killed.
Run away, run away.
Look at the vibration.
Look at the vibration.
You're going to get crushed by styrofoam.
Stop it. Stop.
It's better than being crushed by the wheels of industry.
Unhook the thing. You're meddling with things you don't understand.
And throw more in. There we go. And a little more.
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, the gondamity!
Oh, that's gonna hurt in the morning.
So anyway, you know, the other day when I was copying this video, I thought to myself, here's a really long stretch of dead space. We're going to have to come up with something to say. So I thought, more rocks, more rocks. The end.
I'm going down. You go back.
That was brilliant.
Be careful, Sarah.
Get back. You said you were going down.
Oh, doctor.
Are you all right, Zoe?
Yes, I think so.
Come on, this way.
I better examine you just to make sure.
Where is he?
Somewhere over there. I saw him fall.
I'll look for him. You stay under here.
What the hell? Jesus.
Sarah! What are you doing here? Why aren't you in the hills?
The hills are alive with the smell of salt farts.
Oh, sorry.
Doctor, has anyone seen him?
He's probably buried down there with the digging party.
The digging party got buried. What?
I found him, Zoe!
What happened to all that crap that was all over him?
Yes, I think so. I don't think it's any bones broken. And if they don't get that vibration under control,
we must hurry. There's going
to be... Oh, look out!
Reload. Oh, that's not good.
Ooh, crushed nuts.
Right in the gonads.
You bent my Wookiee. Was I channeling Rob there?
Yes. Look, wait. Oh, he's coming out of the love shop from Logan's Run. That rumbling is not my tummy.
Ooh, Irwin Allen, is that you?
Where's Father Marin when you need him?
The power of Christ compels you!
Feed in emergency power!
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Static. Dynotrope balance. Normal. The guns have attacked the dynotrope.
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 Their two high brains are there.
Cheech
Bring
and Chong.
Them here.
Well, man.
Hey, nice hose.
What's that?
Could be a fracture.
Feels painful enough.
I'll strap it.
Hey.
Give me the
Kinky.
Hurry up, Zoe. We've got to move out of here, you know.
You think there'll be another earthquake?
Oh, that was not an earthquake.
Noise was coming from the machine. It stopped.
Zoe's into bondage.
That means the Crotons are free to deal with us. Haven't you finished yet, Zoe?
No, I haven't. Hey, can I borrow your braces?
No.
Hey, settle with a capital B, Zoe.
She's into older men. Ouch, my nipple.
Yes, Doctor. I'm afraid we have failed. The machine is unharmed.
Hot.
I'm not so sure. Look at that.
It's the honeycomb hideout. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's leaking. No, no, no.
The mighty cantaloupe is bleeding.
I saw that at the Annoyance Theater.
Vanna, how is Beta getting on with the acid I asked
him? I have no idea. Why is it? What is this thing I'm holding and why is it warm?
Snapple.
Bubble shock.
Yes, basically, with a few things added. Don't touch, it'll burn you.
Doctor, what about Jamie?
Jamie? I'd forgotten all about him in the excitement.
You call this excitement?
He followed you. Followed us? What, in there?
Yes, I tried.
Well, how long ago?
About an hour after you and the doctor.
But Dr. Jamie wouldn't be
Dr. Jamie?
His
no,
mind is
Dr. Who?
Untrained.
Yes.
Sorry.
And if the machine rejects
Who's
you like
first?
The others, come on!
Doctor!
Phil Dinn, he's the night watchman from
Dr. Scott. Okay.
You know, I bet if you look around a bit, you'll find the emergency exit.
They're usually lighted. They don't have any safety regulations on this stupid planet.
Hey, stupid
damn Wells Fargo. This looks like this will fit in the glory hole. Cool. Wells Fargo.
Well, are you satisfied with your efforts?
Seven of his working party are unaccounted for. There are four badly injured, and I think two are going to die.
How can that be? There's only six of them.
They keep running back around the camera and reappearing in front.
Oh.
We should have ordered a pizza.
Dude, we should have made a pizza. Anything to distract ourselves from this. Pepperoni, please.
I'll fight them in my own way, in my own time.
I, for one, welcome our Croton overlords.
Inside the machine, the Crotons are invulnerable. But if we can draw them out...
You've had your chance. Look what you've done. The learning hall is ruined.
It'll take days to paint and repaper.
And it'll push the budget back nearly £4
The machine is damaged.
£3.50.
Damaged. It must be destroyed.
I will launch a mass attack with slings and fireballs.
Great. They're in position balls now. Of fire.
And the Croton will
turn our city into another wasteland.
Don't be a fool, Emek.
Yeah, but that's what he does best.
You see what your stupidity has done?
I just see an extra.
You are a traitor. You were dismissed as leader of the council. You had no authority to order
this attack. The leadership of the council is hereditary.
Who wears the shoulder pads around here?
No, I have replaced you. Arrest him.
Wait.
I don't want to be.
This is no time for us to be fighting amongst ourselves.
Especially considering the last fight scene.
Let me help you organize.
I have no need of your help.
I said I would bring the Crotons out of the machine.
And what are you wearing? Oh.
I'm wearing Vera Wang.
It's lovely.
Stop!
Stop what, love?
What do you want?
Where are the high brains?
You mean Spicoli?
Well, I don't understand.
The two alien creatures are needed.
The two?
Where are they?
He means the Doctor and Zoe.
Durr.
What do you want with that?
Unimportant.
We want to get our tongues down their throats and get their legs up on the mantelpiece.
Where are they?
You say you need them. Why are they so important to you? You never left your machine before.
Do not argue.
Or we will kill this extra.
The hell?
And the winner of the Blue Peter get killed in a Doctor Who episode.
Even though it's in black and white, we now know he was wearing a red shirt.
Why did you do that? He was doing you no harm.
Produce the high brains in 15 minutes.
Are those Croton minutes or Gond minutes?
If we give you the strangers, will you leave us in peace?
The high brains will enable us to...
Hey, they're enablers.
...the drive mechanism of the
Dynatrope is a 12-step program.
Terrence Dix was
you
in
mean
denial.
You will go? You will leave our world?
Yes. But if the two high brains are not brought to the Dynatrope... You will all be dispersed. Do you understand?
Not really. How does that work?
Very well.
The pellet with the poisons and the vessel with the pestle and the chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Oh, flagon with a dragon and all that. Okay, yeah. We love this.
Why are you like that? It's only a few hours since you ordered to fight the Crotons.
If we give them the strangers, they will leave us in peace.
But the Doctor and Zoe are our friends. They risked their lives for us.
I put the interests of our own people first.
Are there any left?
Keep them all under guard.
What, audience?
Doctor! Jamie! Quick! Jamie, watch out for the poison jet!
Because they won't watch out for you.
No, we've got to get you out of here.
No, Jamie,
that's just another inch, I think.
There's a brave lad, eager for a little more.
I don't think it was his gut that was holding him back from
the filthy. I thought that machine was going to shake itself to pieces.
There's no time to explain, Jamie. How are you feeling?
Well,
good.
Hey, it's something good, I want you to do for me.
Well, no, get in line, girl.
I'm making some special sulfuric acid for us. I want you to go and tell him to make it in bulk.
Yes, yeah, it's much cheaper to get it in bulk.
No, at Guns Club.
We'll see you back at the learning hall.
Guns Club. Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Strangers are coming back.
John's Club?
You to stay here, the rest come with me.
No, I want you to stay here and make sure E doesn't leave.
We're going to walk into a trap.
Yes. Elec claims to act for the people, but his only concern is his own skin.
If only we could warn the Doctor. He and the girl can get away in their space machine.
The great space coaster.
We owe them the chance to escape.
And they'll get another look at Zoe's sweet can.
Sweet, sweet can.
Sweet can.
How long will it be?
Add nutmeg.
How long will it be? I don't
That's a rather
know.
Personal question.
Erectile dysfunction is nothing to be ashamed of, Peter.
It's not going to explode, is it? I don't know.
Meth lab explosion. Details at 11.
I don't know. Well, I thought you were supposed to be the scientist. Well, I've never worked with acid before. Crotons for
minutes. Oh, well, man.
Shall we put a bit more in?
Sure. Risking on camera stunt is always worth another 20 guineas.
Now is not the time to be doing dishes.
Stop!
Stop.
Still searching.
Do you think that's enough?
Yeah. Well, it's enough for me anyway. Quite enough.
Meth lab explosion.
You distract Axis's attention while I slip away.
But there are men on the stairs.
I might be able to dodge by them. Yeah, right. Anything's worth trying.
Yes, There is just a chance. But be ready. Axos.
Calling Earth. Axos. Calling Earth.
In the past, you have always accepted my judgment.
All those missing episodes, believe me, the Crotons not to be survived.
I don't trust them. But Elec's right. We're doing the only thing we can.
But if we surrender...
We should start a campaign to sue the BBC for saving this episode.
I'm sure of it.
Erase the tapes.
The Crotons don't care for us. They never have. But while we have the Doctor and Zoe, we have a means of negotiation.
Yeah. We don't hand over the strangers. They're killers anyway. You're getting old, sir.
What was that again?
No,
could you do that over again?
Stop! Stop that girl!
In the name of the people who paid my
heart. Let me go! Let me go! Doctor! Doctor!
Oops! Oh. Vanna dropped acid.
Ballot 0 plus 12.
That would be 12.
We have reserve power for 27 more minutes. Then
and I have patience for about 10 more minutes of this.
Our function will end.
Conjunction
please end your function.
Never mind.
What do we do next?
Conjunction, junction, end your function.
You can, Doctor.
Huh?
We'll help you into it.
Oh, that's very good. What? What's
don't
this?
Let any of the non-speaking extras in.
The high blades have been captured. Balance check.
Zero. Balance the checkbook nine. Now?
Exhaust time 22 minutes. Shall I open the dynatrope? Only the two high brains must enter.
Two brains enter. One gone leaves.
We will not be bullied. Don't push.
Vanna, have you got that bottle? It's vital.
The high brains will enter immediately.
All we're going to do as they say, Doctor.
Not as they do.
No roughhousing or horseplay on the stairs.
Or gond play.
The high brains are entering the dynatrope.
And the dynatrope doesn't like it.
Phase one ready. Shall I destroy the guns now? They are of no value.
No. Disperse this episode. It is of no value.
We have no power to waste.
No power to waste.
I have it here.
No power to waste.
No power to waste.
Whee! Pretty spry for an old man.
Oh, I'm too old for shit like that. Ugh.
We'll bleep that.
Lethal doctor.
I believe you wish to speak with us.
Doctor!
Look out!
Oh, I walked right into that one.
You could have dispersed Celrus episodes ago.
Any excuse to hug Zoe.
Intergalactic link.
Intergalactic planetary.
Planetary.
Intergalactic.
You hoser.
Take off. All systems set. You will assist us now.
Assist you?
That bug zapper is really annoying.
Eat at Joe's. Eat at Joe's.
Messijos. It's a giant honey dripper, actually.
Rubber plant.
The dynatrope explodes if it runs out of power.
You must explain stupid. What you want us to do. What is this thing?
It transfers the dynatrope back to our own cosmos. It operates through mental power.
But more on that later.
A way of using mental power.
And you Crotons haven't enough.
No, they're completely mental.
Needed in relay. There are only two of us.
Come into the water with us.
If you want us to cooperate, you must expect
it's
questions.
Unless you do as we order, you will be dispersed.
Ooh.
That won't help you, will it?
We're wasting time.
Wasting time.
The dinotrope was part of a battle fleet. Two of our crew were exhausted by enemy fire.
You mean they were killed?
Ceased to function.
Exhausted.
We carried out the emergency procedure and landed on the nearest planet. To conserve power, we set the dynatrope in perpetual stability.
Oh, I see. And you set the machine systems
to... A little spanky-spanky on the tushy?
Yeah, a little brown jug.
Baby's got back.
They were primitives.
Well, you didn't have to kill them to do that.
Gone samples were brought in for testing at intervals.
Why are we answering your questions? What's wrong with us?
Into its circuits. The waste matter was rejected
and dispersed.
9 minutes to exhaust time, Commander.
The captain has eliminated the lousy words.
Return your companions to their original uptight positions.
Where do you think you're going? See, that would have made more sense if I could speak.
It would have, but whatever.
Yeah.
The doctor asked me to make it for him.
He won't be needing that now. You've been wasting your time.
Oh, where is he then?
It's not the brown acid, is it? I hear the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Elec surrendered them.
You did what?
The Crotons need your friends to enable them to leave our world.
And you just handed them over, did you?
Yep. Well, I tried to trade them for some red vines and a Nintendo Wii, but they weren't interested.
Wii!
Because they already have that PlayStation 3.
It's time we were leaving.
PlayStation?
Unless you want to die.
What are you talking about, Elec? Peter, for a scientist, you're very stupid. This learning hall in most of our city is built around the Croton's machine. And once that machine starts moving off,
the whole place will come down.
Exactly, and you'll be buried alive.
Buried alive!
Well, I'm
Come on!
I'm going to get the doctor and Zoe out of there. Peter?
Yes.
Wrong camera.
I'll stay and help you.
Good. Vana?
I'll stay and look after Zara.
If I can see through these false eyelashes.
Sensible enough to run away and leave my friends.
No. Let them stay. Let them die.
At least Philip came back and did some better stuff later.
He could be right, you know.
Maybe so. But I'm not going down without a fight.
Ooh, a toughie.
Put on the headsets.
Just a moment. If we're going to help you transfer the dinotrope back to your own...
Hesitation.
Planet, what's going to happen to us?
You will suffer no harm.
Well, how can we be sure of that? We die without oxygen, you see. Just as you would die if anyone was to upset the stuff you're drawing from that tank.
Hint.
Take
Hint.
Up your positions.
Well, I was merely trying to explain that if anyone was to contaminate what was in that tank, you'd
Me
know what
time
was
Lord.
Like to breathe
play joke.
Air.
Me Take put pee in croton cork.
You have no choice. Put on the headset.
Oh, well, I suppose we better just take your word for it, then.
Since
yes, I hope Zoe got the message I was trying to tell her.
Automatic.
Yeah. Now then, where do you want us to stand?
Unimportant.
Oh, well, I'll stand over here, then.
Oh, Doctor, I want you to stand there.
Oh, my dear. Oh, well, you stand there, and I'll stand here. Better
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he wants to be behind her.
I'll stand here, and you stand
Put
over
on
here.
The headsets, or you will be dispersed.
All right, all right. Butterfingers.
Doctor, you are clumsy.
Nobody better lay a finger on my butterfinger.
Get on with it, Laurent Hardy.
Well, it's your fault. You're making me nervous.
Close up on Zoe.
She's enjoying that, too.
Oh, sounds like they're gonna hurl.
One of them's lost control of his bladder.
Warning! Warning! Danger!
Where's Bob May when you need him?
I could see Bob May falling over like that.
Yet another Doctor Who creature melts.
Yes, it's returning to
its made of
basic
sugar.
Form.
Help me, I'm melting. What a world.
Oh, Doctor, these fumes, they're choking.
Another Doctor Who companion that chokes.
And another one that gags.
Machine, it's melting.
It's melting. What a world. What a world.
Don't.
Come
just
on,
don't.
Let's get out of here before we're trapped.
And we melt. Melt.
Yeah.
Doctor, Zoe, what happened?
Did you get out all right?
Where are you?
Yes, all right. A little bit shaken, but not half so bad.
Shaken, but not stirred.
What are you doing here?
I hope neither of them have gonorrhea.
Look at the machine.
It's working, Zoe. Look, it's working.
Bye bye, Maul.
Acid on it.
Well, we reckoned if the doctor thought it worthwhile experimenting with a few drops,
We'd see what a few gallons would do.
Well done.
And thus began Jane. The alcoholism.
Well, the machine was 80% tellurium.
And 20% aquarium. Remember, kids, do your chemistry O-levels, and you too can save a primitive world someday.
Yeah, well, the acid wasn't pure sulfuric acid, but it worked, didn't it? Come along, let's get away. I don't want to fly. Whisper.
Creme brulee.
It's finished now, isn't it?
Yes. It's finished. Yes. The end of the Crotons.
Hallelujah!
We still have Elec to deal with. That will be my pleasure.
Pleasure. You swing that way too, Thar?
Whatever Elec thinks. And we can develop our own science.
We shall call it gondology.
The study of stupidity.
Look around you.
There's so much to be done.
And only one girl to do it to.
With.
Hey.
He's right, you know.
He is right.
Oh, thank God it's so old.
You guys.
You have no idea how tough it was to transcribe this one.
Yeah, whatever.
No, seriously, it was like clearing out the loo in Train Spotting.
Hey, come on, it is a Bob Holmes script.
Have you seen this story since high school?
Axis calling Earth.
No giant rubber clam.
Why is Jamie so far
no
down?
No Mordred laughing for 5 minutes.
Planet that smells like farts.
Sod all else.
Poor Roy Skelton.
There was Jamie special so far down on the credits.
Oh, Trading Post. That's how they got the special effects. They traded some.
They bartered.
Yeah. Explains a lot.
That's just one thing we can say about this episode. It did have sound.
That's true.
Sound.
So, pretty much Croton.
Could have edited a whole episode out
see,
of it.
See, the Croton should have been green. That's why it's green Crotons.
What a bunch of Maloney.
Damn you, David.
Best British
crap. Oh, look, closing titles. Whoa, how did that happen? It says Battlefield.
Battlefield.
Okay, completely ignore the closing titles. They're wrong.
Enjoy these alternate.
Well, some of them are right.
Titles.
These are collectible titles.
Unbelievable. I spend an hour and a half on closing titles, and they're not the right ones.
Wells Fargo Bank.
Oh, look, episode 2701 will be presented at Gallifrey 1 in February.
Steve, so, what were you thinking?
Definitely. Yeah. You're going to want to be here for that.